The basement of Ringel's community gym has lived many lives. A locker room, an art space, a temporary town museum. Nowadays, it's storage for all sorts of Ringel Borough treasures. There's a locked room with the local government's archives. One corner holds a couple of boat motors from the 1940s and 50s. The main room is packed with decommissioned weight and cardio equipment, a baby grand piano, chemicals for the pool, and items from the Ringel Museum's collection that couldn't fit anywhere else. Parks and Rec Director Lucy Moline Robinson is trying to clean up the jumble.
This was a space that was essentially a catch-all, and just we were dumping everything that was no longer being used in this space.
After being Ringel's recreation coordinator for 5 years, Robinson moved into the director position earlier this year.
When I first started this project and wanted to really dig into this project, I thought, well, I better call Cindy.
Cindy Crary is the director of the Nolan Center, which hosts Ringel's Museum in addition to the movie theater, gift shop, and a multi-purpose event space.
Because these are things that I don't know about, and I certainly don't want to put up for surplus if they should be in a museum somewhere, or if there is some sort of system that they need to go through.
Over the last month or so, Crary and the museum's collections manager have worked to catalog and make decisions about what items from the old gym's basement the museum can realistically keep.
It's really important that we consider who donated the item and just make sure that we've checked and rechecked, you know, to make sure that we don't want to get rid of something that is of great value to somebody.
She says that decision is multifaceted. Some items are more historically significant. Sometimes there are redundancies and the museum possesses multiples of the same items. Sometimes they have to simply decide which items are more important than others. Tyler Eagle is the collections manager for the Ringel Museum.
You do have to come at things with kind of an objective, almost cynical eye. You can't get too terribly attached because you do have to make some decisions, but ultimately we do decide based on how well documented the item's relationship with Ringel is, who is the donor on file, whether it's a person that have, you know, prominence in Ringel, a longtime Ringel resident, or maybe it's something that was found in the museum collection and we have full title to. Then we also have to look at the feasibility of actually storing the object.
Almost 50 items are being auctioned off on the borough's public surplus site, including the two old boat motors, a grocery scale, book presses, murals from the Ringel Institute, chairs, and a foghorn. Crary says that's not many compared to what the Nolan Center is keeping.
We're trying to make room, find some spots in the gallery where things are appropriate, like, for instance, there were some lanterns from that used to be hanging at the Ringel Institute. And so we decided to retrieve those and we're gonna add them to the gallery in our institute section.
Eagle, the collections manager, says he hopes local or regional collectors will see the value in taking on pieces of Ringel history that are up for auction.
Ultimately, disposing of the object is kind of, you know, complete last resort there. We're looking into possibly getting these in the hands of private collectors.
Even when the auction ends, Eagle says he hopes to try and rehome items rather than getting rid of them altogether.
If these things, you know, don't sell, I think we kind of want to get them into the hands of, you know, real people rather than the dumpster.
Although Ringel Museum collection items might be leaving the basement of the old gym, it's not without its own history. The building has been central to Ringel since the early 1950s. Robinson, the Parks and Rec director, says she wants to honor that history as she works to revitalize the space as a more functional community center.
I want to dig into the history of the community center, the old gym, and essentially the high school and the activities that used to go on here. My dream is to dedicate this gym to athletes past, present, and future. And so I'd like to hear stories from the community. I'd like to get photos and turn them into nice vinyl prints that we can hang in the gym. And so I'd love to do a big dedication ceremony and hear stories from the community. If you grew up in this town, it's likely that you played a sport in this gym, be it basketball, volleyball, some sort of recreation programming, summer recreation. So I think it does have some fun history. And I think this, be it old, this thing is a relic and it's endearing and it has a lot of history. And so I'd like to see it be put to good use. There is a lot of space here.
Robinson says she hopes someday it could be used as more of a community space, whether that's to host events or classes or as a permanent mat room to support Wrangell's strong wrestling and martial arts interests.
It's the responsible thing to do, you know, and when you're spending time in the building and you've got equipment that is no longer being utilized and it's just sitting there, it's just the right thing to do to have a system in place and to keep your space organized. You know, I would hate for, if there was any injury or any accident or any issue with this building, for people to have to come through here in an emergency situation and have it be completely cluttered with things. So I think for safety reasons, for efficiency, for organization, and for just being a responsible department, you know, you have to clean up you got to clean up your act. So that's what I'm trying to do.
The Wrangell Museum is slowly adding items to the borough's public surplus site. Some of the first items are set to close to bidding as early as June 7th. You too could own a Wrangell foghorn. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.